Scotland has its Loch Ness Monster, the Himalayas have the Yeti, and Vietnam's capital, Hanoi, has a legendary turtle that lives in a lake in the center of the city. A Vietnamese scientist says it is the last one of its kind. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
In the 15th century, the Vietnamese emperor Lê Lợi was having a tough time fighting off Ming invaders from neighboring China. Then the gods gave Lê Lợi a magical sword, a 15th century weapon of mass destruction that made quick work of the Chinese, who fled. Not long after, Lê Lợi was boating on Hanoi's Hồ Lục Thủy, or Greenwater Lake, when a giant turtle appeared. The turtle demanded the return of the sword, and before Lê Lợi could say anything, the sword flew from its scabbard into the turtle's mouth. The turtle slipped below the surface, taking the sword with him. The lake was promptly renamed Hoan Kim, or Lake of the Returned Sword. Hanoi University biologist Ha Ding Duc doesn't know if the sword is still there, but the turtle, he says, is.
In general, the oldest turtles can get is about 300 years, but this turtle has something special that we cannot explain. I believe this is a turtle from the legend.
66-year-old Duc calls the turtle Great Grandfather. Locals call Duc Professor Turtle. He is now something of a celebrity here. The morning of our interview, Vietnam Television is also at the lake to shoot a documentary about the professor and the turtle.
I don't know why, but when I first saw him in 1991, it left a deep impression. So I went back home and marked the day on my calendar. It seems there is an invisible bond between me and the turtle. At one time, there were four giant turtles living here. This is the only one left.
One of the four was killed and eaten by hungry soldiers during the war in 1968. Another is now on display here at the Nok Son Temple on a small island in the middle of the lake. It's a popular spot for tourists who get their picture snapped standing in front of the glass display case. The turtle in the case is big, almost 6 feet long and more than 400 pounds. Ha Ding Duc reckons the one still in the lake is even bigger. Photos of the elusive creature hang on the temple wall. Duc hasn't seen the turtle this year, but many others, he says, have.
On the 7th, 8th, and 9th of March, many people saw the turtle floating near the surface. And on the 9th, the caretaker of the temple saw him floating right over there, just under the bridge.
Ha Ding Duc is lobbying to have the giant of the lake recognized as a distinct species, which he has named Raphetus Lê Lợi, after the late emperor. The international turtle community is skeptical the turtle is the last of its kind, let alone the turtle from the legend. But almost everyone agrees the turtle is very old and very rare. Professor Duc says he is also an important link between the past and the future.
He's part of the legend, but he's also a living thing, and all living things have to die. But when that day comes, we'll lose a lot, and the people will forget. Now, when the turtle floats to the surface, he reminds people of our heritage and our victory in the 15th century. It's like a chain without a cut, but if the turtle dies, that chain will be broken.
At the temple, on the island, Vietnamese tourists pray and make offerings to the gods. And as they leave, some lean over the railing of the red wooden bridge to see if they too can catch a glimpse of the legend. A few say they believe the turtle in the lake really is the one. Others, like this young woman, Lan, are less sure.
I don't think he is old as they say, but I do believe he's special, holy even. And I'd be sad if he dies, because either way, the legend is part of history. But even if he does die, I think he will still live forever in our hearts.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.